Well, last spring, Illinois lawmakers approved legislation to strip a state commission of its power to overrule local school boards. But after Governor Bruce Rauner vetoed the legislation, some lawmakers declined to repeal their votes. Our education reporter Dusty Rhodes explains.
The vote came late on a Wednesday afternoon. It was below freezing in Springfield and starting to snow in Chicago. Did that matter? Maybe.
There were people who were sitting in their chairs who were yeses last time, who did not vote. And there were yeses that had been in the chamber moments before who were suddenly gone. There were yes votes sitting in their office with their doors closed, who also were not on the floor when it happened.
That's Sean Denny. He's the lobbyist for the Illinois Education Association, the largest teachers union in the state, offering his view of the Illinois Senate vote on the bill he's been pushing for 6 years. This bill took a funny path. Some state representatives who had initially voted nay instead pushed their yay buttons to reject the governor's veto, seemingly setting the stage for an easy override in the Senate, where the bill had originally won 36 votes, a veto-proof majority. But when the override was called, only 31 senators voted yes, 14 voted no, and another 14 didn't vote at all. What made this bill so controversial? Well, it's all about charter schools. Most charters are public schools, but they're privately operated, ideally to serve as a sort of laboratory to try out new innovative educational strategies. Charter operators who want to set up a new school have to seek approval from the local district's board, because by law, charters siphon money from those schools.
The way that the funding works for charter schools is the state sends the money to the local district, and if there's a charter school in the district, they basically just lop off the money that's owed to the charter schools, and then it goes to the charter school.
The amount they lop off is an amount per student, right? So any student that leaves the local school district to go to the charter school takes their funding with them.
And just because the student leaves doesn't mean that the electricity bills go down or other costs that are associated with running a school. Those costs remain, and the student has taken some of the funding that goes along with it. It leaves the local district in the arrears without question.
If a school board denies a charter application, the applicant can appeal to the State Charter School Commission, 9 people appointed by the governor. As it stands now, their decision trumps the local school boards. Denny's bill would have taken away that power. State Senator Chuck Weaver, a Republican from Peoria, argued that the commission has rarely overturned a local school board, and that on those rare occasions, it was because the local trustees just got it wrong.
It's really important to underserved districts that we all support local control, there are times when the local school board acts in error.
But Denny points out the commission doesn't typically reject an applicant outright. It simply responds with suggestions on how they can improve their application and try again.
The other thing that I would say is, from our viewpoint, if you overturn a single locally elected school board on one of the biggest decisions that they're elected to make, that's one too many.
Here's an example. The commission overruled the school board of Elgin's Unit 46, the state's second largest school district, to allow Elgin Math and Science Academy to open last fall. Unit 46 CEO Tony Sanders says the charter isn't even located within his district's attendance zone, but U 46 has already had to send $2 million to the charter, and that amount will grow annually. Once a charter is up and running, it's tough to uproot, because families become passionate about their schools. State Senator Iris Martinez, a Democrat, says she chose to sit in her seat and vote to uphold Rauner's veto because parents in her Chicago district want her to protect their charter schools.
I'm going to support whatever the parents in my neighborhood want for their children. This is about the parents. It's about the choices parents make when it comes to education, and we need to respect that.
Some observers have noted that a charter school political action committee has amassed a $2 million war chest and suggest that could have influenced votes. Others figured senators just watched weather reports and were anxious to get back to Chicago before it was covered in snow. Whatever it was, Denny says he'll bring his bill back next session, and this time it will restrict the commission's power even more.
The political situation has changed, and now we can come forward with a better bill that actually not only remedies the problem moving forward, but it also takes care of the problem of things that have happened in the past.
Reporting for the Education Desk, I'm Dusty Rhodes.